Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Is it not necessary for there to be, for equal protection purposes, if that is challenged under the Equal Protection Clause, an understanding of what it means to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what is that definition? For equal protection purposes, what does it mean to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
We do not have a definition for the court.
The ACLU attorney is not ready to define for you what is a man or a woman. But they were ready to go before the Supreme Court and argue, because they can't define it, you're discriminating against it if you see it. I'm still trying to find the logic here, but that's what they tried to argue in front of the United States Supreme Court yesterday. Glad to get Mary Vogt back with us, Vice President of Strategic Comms at the Heritage Foundation. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning.
That was a head scratcher. I'm glad to see, 30 states in the U.S. have gone ahead and taken their own action on this issue, and that's what's being debated at the Supreme Court. But you've got a great article in the Daily Signal about what they're doing in Nevada as an example, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's funny because this is the party that continually says that they follow the science. I mean, remember we were inundated with that during COVID?
Yes.
Follow the science, and yet they can't follow science when it comes to biology and basic knowledge about men and women. It's absolutely mind-blowing. Yeah, in Nevada, we're seeing some positive movements. I mean, like you said, there are other states that are actually implementing common sense when it comes to women's sports. And the governor there is amending the state constitution to keep biological boys out of sports with women. And it's based on a couple years ago, there was a Nevada volleyball team where the girls learned that they were going to have to compete against a man. And so they forfeited the game because, when you're a girl and you sign up for sports, you go there to play sports and to meet friends and for confidence and for physical activity. You don't go there to train for combat. And imagine going against a male across the net who can bash a ball into your face and cause a lot of bodily harm. And we've seen that in other sports. And so they're leading the way. A lot of states can do this. They can, implement common sense amendments that protect girls from being harmed from men. It's very, very basic, very common sense.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, I know because this is such a common sense issue, it has to cross party lines. Is the governor of Nevada a Republican or a Democrat? Because Joe Lombardo is the one that rolled out this initiative, and they want to amend the Nevada Constitution in order to protect women.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it is common sense, and you think it should cross party lines.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's an issue based on science, and it's based on common sense, and it's moral as well. But we're seeing that it's become politicized, and it's become, it's become, parties have taken it on and they've campaigned against it, and they're using it as a tool to try to convince voters. But in terms of the issue of women's sports, it is an issue that polls within moderates and with individuals on the left, as they see, as more individuals do see it as common sense.
Yeah. Here's what
he is a Republican, by the way. I just looked it up. I didn't know that.
Well, here's what I wonder, and I don't know that we have the answer to it, but some of these kids are taking puberty blockers at very young ages. Their parents support it. By the time they get to high school, the boys kind of look like a girl, sadly, and maybe you can't tell right out of the gate when you're looking at someone. So, I mean, what are they going to do, blood tests to be able to see if someone can play in a sport? It's like, what are we going to, at what point are we going to get to where we're going to say, this is ridiculous?
It's mind-blowing, and that's a great point about the puberty blockers, Kim, and there's some, you know, the Oversight Project, which is a great group that started the Heritage Foundation, they've been calling for NIH and other institutes to actually show the long-term damage of what these hormones are doing to these individuals, because we don't really know exactly what's happening to them long-term. We know that a lot of them won't be able to reproduce. It completely changes their systems. But you're right. How are they identified? What are we going to do? The accountability. And, you know, Trump has, you know, with executive orders, has issued individuals to actually put on your identification the, you know, the sex that you received at birth to try to bring some normalcy back to the situation. But if you had told us 10 years ago we'd be talking about this, I wouldn't believe you.
Same.
It's not ridiculous to ask for somebody's birth certificate. When my kid was 8 or 9 years old, he played on a flag football league through the Y. And he had a friend that would play with him. I hope he's not listening this morning. Who was, this kid was head and shoulders taller than any other kid on my team. Same age, but he was just huge. And we'd play, of course, we'd always throw the ball to him because he was so much taller than the other kids. And the coaches on the other teams would demand to see his birth certificate to prove that we weren't playing some freshman in high school on this eight-year-old team, right? So there have been other instances where it's okay to ask for a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
It's mind-blowing that in this country we've regressed to this sport where we're having to defend young girls and protect them and stand up for them. And there's a political party in this country that doesn't seem to care about that.
But the problem is you can alter a birth certificate now. You can have an amended birth certificate.
Yeah. Well, in some states you can anyway. You know, before we run out of time, Mary, I know that Tyler O'Neill has a great article on this because a lot of people have been asking, who's funding these groups that are causing so much havoc in Minneapolis? What's he got to say about that?
Yeah, it's a great investigative report. Tyler's a great journalist. And, you know, obviously with Renee Nicole Good, we knew that she was trained to go after ICE. We know that there were motives behind this. And so in the Daily Signal, he delves into this. There is a group called Defend the 612, and they're organized and trained individuals to go after ICE and, you know, try to prevent them from doing their job. The story lays out a bunch of shell companies, the Corporation Cannon River, MN350, which is a climate group. That group said, oh, yes, we received money from the shell company that funded the individuals that trained ICE, but we have nothing to do with law enforcement training. There's a bunch of groups. He lays it out. One of them, the Solutions Project, is surprisingly the very left-leaning group run by actor Mark Ruffalo, who we've all know is this activist who hates the right and seems to hate America. And so it's a great article that just lays out where this money is coming from. You always have to follow the money in these instances to see what's happening and who's actually funding them. And so it definitely seems like he's going to do some more investigative journalism to show that. But it's clear there are some left-leaning groups in this country that are funding individuals to training them to go after ICE and prevent them from doing their job, which is absolutely frightening.
Articles up on the Daily Signal, dailysignal.com. Mary, great having you on again. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Mary Vogt from heritageheritage.org. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.